This week in the podcast for new all-age comics for the week of April 17, 2019, Batman, the complete covers, DC Super Friends, True Believers, Star Wars, Steven Universe, William the Last, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thank you again for checking out the podcast for the new all-age comic books this week. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. How are you? Would you be so kind as to share this with a friend or maybe leave a rating on whatever podcast service brought you here? That'd be super. And if you have anything that you are reading that we are unaware of that's new, it's a new all-age comic book, all-age graphic novel, or even a cool book for kids, just tweet it to us at Daddy Mojo or email Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net. True story. Our 7-year-old is a bit of a late reader. It's quite surprising, actually, because his older brother, he's 2 years older, his older brother is, he was an avid reader. He was savage with the books, loved them. And his younger brother, he's 7 years old now, he likes to read, but he's not a good reader, if that makes any sense. He's not a reluctant reader, he just has trouble understanding exactly what's what and taking away the content from the words. So we're kind of going back to kindergarten books to an extent for him. And this series of books from Step Into Reading, they really drive the hammer home for those pop culture kids that want to read fun stuff, but also need to read. This week has DC Super Friends Shark Attack. You can pick up these are skinny books. And they're perfect for kids who are between 4 and 6 years old. And they've got to step into reading for anything. You think to yourself, my kids don't like superheroes? That's cool. They've got one about anything and everything. Thomas the Train, Barbie, you name it. There's a step into reading for whatever your child likes. And they're really priced to move also. They are only $5 if you go in the store and buy them. But if you look around online, you can get them for probably $4 a book. And these are thicker, full-color books that ages 4 to 6 will love. And again, if you're a 7-year-old and you have to crib up on these, that is cool. Because that's exactly what we're doing with our 7-year-old, getting his kind of his reading feet under him. So he gets more confident. And from the confidence will come his desire to read bigger stuff that's slightly more age-appropriate. So we wish you luck. And wish us luck. And here's to reading for 7-year-old kids. For older kids, we love this book. We talk about this series when it comes out almost every week. And every week they almost put something out on a consistent basis, but they're great. This week has True Believers, the Avengers Gathers Saga. Love it. It's only 80 cents if you buy it through some of the links. It's $1 if you buy it in store. It's a full issue comic book. It's reprinting Avengers number 343. The artwork is beautiful. The storyline may not be familiar with to you, but it's a classic series, classic lineup. You got Thor, Cap, looks like Kitty Pryde on the front also, and Hercules. What? Yeah, Hercules sometimes popped up in there in the Avengers. So check it out. It's only $1. And you really can't beat it. Our 9-year-old is getting into this series now. And it's not really a series. It's his classic reprints. But it's whetting his appetite for reading longer stuff and fully acknowledging that comic books are an art form that have been around for decades and decades. So check it out. True Believers costs only $1. To that end, if you're an old school comic fan, this one may be for you. And it's really got a great price point also. Only $11.99, $12. It's from Insight Editions. In Insight Editions, they put out lots of great books. They put out a great, almost an encyclopedia overview of Die Hard that we're going to review later. Beautiful stuff. So it's thicker kind of fan geekdom stuff that's kind of a deep dive into really specific characters, movies, or genres. This one is all about DC Detective Comics. It's the complete covers. It goes all the way back from 1937. So there you are, kids. That's even before the 60s campy Batman. And it's not going to have all the cover, so it's a bit of a misnomer, but if you look in the bottom right-hand corner of the cover, it says The Complete Covers, Volume 1. And there could probably be two or three volumes to this, so this is the first volume. It goes back in the 30s, and it'll probably take you through the 50s, maybe. But for those Batman fans, this is a great price point, and it's a very fun book that makes a neat little coffee table or bathroom book, if you want to call it that. We have some bathroom books in our bathroom. This could be one of them. Or it may not be. Hey, how do you buy books by the pound? That is not some rhetorical riddle for the insane. This is a great program that some parents and some libraries, some elementary school libraries, don't know about. But we take advantage of this twice a year, and it is great. Straight up bonkers. We help at our elementary school. We're kind of busy with work. We do a couple of jobs. We teach English online. We do this and a couple other things. So we can't really help in the classroom too much at school. So what we do to help our kids' elementary school classes is we give them books. And this is one way. We help out at the Scholastic Book Fair. When the Scholastic Book Fair is there at the school, you know it happens twice a year. You know that. But also, where do these books come from? The books that are at your Scholastic Book school sale, school book sale, whatever, they are kept at a warehouse, obviously. And odds are there's a Scholastic warehouse near you. And twice a year, for those helpers, and helpers is kind of air quotations, you can be like a PTO person, anybody who helps out your local elementary school, a librarian, a teacher, a parent like me who helps out in certain ways, you can attend these Scholastic warehouse book sales. They are awesome. And I say you can. You have to kind of submit your credentials, and then they say, okay, you can do it. But it's not like a passport credentials. You can say, hey, my name's Joe Smith. I'm a parent volunteer at XYZ Elementary School. Please let me attend. And odds are they'll let you attend. But just do a quick search for Scholastic Book Fair. Scholastic Warehouse Sale. Scholastic Warehouse Sale. And the deal behind this is, and the reason I'm so excited, is because it's when you can really buy books by the box. Books by the box. Books by the pound. You can buy books so many different ways. You can pick exactly what you want to and go BOGO. Buy one, get one free. That's a great deal. You know, buy one Captain Underpants, get another one free, or get one of the same value for free. You can buy boxes of books by the pound. And these are good books that what we do is we buy these books by the pound and we then give them to various classes in our elementary school. And, you know, some of the, they're mainly for our children's classes, but sometimes we'll just donate them to School X down the road because they need books. It's a great way to help. It really is. And it's a fun time also because the books are great. It's high quality books. There's some dark. It's neat because you think about Scholastic. Graphics. Graphics has some great graphic novels. All of those are there. Dark Horse. There's some Dark Horse graphic novels in there also. And I'm not quite sure how Dark Horse factors into this. But bottom line, this warehouse sale for Scholastic, it's worth checking out if you love books and if you help out at your local elementary school. Just do a quick search for it. Scholastic Warehouse Sale, and there's probably one within 15-20 miles of your zip code. This next all-age comic book is great. It comes out every month. It's almost 2 years old now, and it really captures the heart and the charm of the franchise. It is Star Wars Adventures. And issue number 20 is out this week, and it's from IDW Publishing. And between the Marvel Comics action series, Marvel series action comics, that's what it is, whatever it's called from IDW Publishing. Whatever it is that they're doing over there, whatever's in the water, keep it up. Because previously, Star Wars Adventures was great, it was entertaining, but that was one of their only all-age comics that they had. But now, with the incarnation and the adaption of the Marvel Universe into IDW Publishing, that joint publishing venture, wow, they are doing great work. So go back 2 years ago to where it all started with this classic. It's Star Wars Adventures 20. And this is Star Wars, a big lens look at Star Wars. In that it takes, it can go from good guy to bad guy and anybody, everybody. It's not linear. and it's great. It puts the fun back into Star Wars for a lot of people. For me, it's a fun comic book. It really is. And that's one thing that when you're reading comic books as a kid or even as an adult, you want it to be fun. If it's a chore, you're not going to want to read it. So this could be one of those comic books that hooks in young readers, I'll say middle elementary school and up. Case in point, I'll go back to our 7-year-old. He likes looking at this, but he can't quite read all of the words and follow along just based on the words. But he's getting better. He is. Star Wars 20, it's $3.99 if you buy it retail, just under $3 if you buy wholesale. And you can buy wholesale through some of the links. It's not at some mythical store. Just basically do a search and you can find it. Camp. Camp by Kayla Miller. Rega Telgemeier, are you a fan of her work? If you are, then this is really, boom, it's right in your sweet spot. Camp, also by Click. if your child was down with Click, kind of the talent show compendium or the talent show sister of Camp, then they'll like this. Basically, it follows Olive, who is having a heck of a time at summer camp with her best friend Willow, and the fun that ensues. It's think of it if you like Lumberjanes. Lumberjanes is one of the best all-ages comic books out there. Pick up any issue, it's great. It actually comes out this week. But if you like Lumberjanes, but somehow you want something based in more reality, less supernatural, less science fiction, more about friendship, boom, check out Camp. And you can buy the Kindle version for only $8. Also paperback. Shop around, get it for $8. Buy it retail if you want to for $16.50. I'm not in charge of your wallet. I'm just telling you what's a good graphic novel and what's not. But Camp is one of those that's going to really adhere and attract, I'll say, upper elementary school girls and up. There's nothing that says, hey, it's just for girls. It's just going to be much more attractive to girls than boys because it's not just the scene for boys. It's not. Keeping it real here. Camp is out this week, and it's from Kayla Miller. One of the other all-age comic book greats is out this week, in addition to Lumberjanes. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Issue 98. Only $2.99. It's out this week. It's great. It's fabulous. Our kids have been reading this since they were 2, 3 years old, and reading it, air quotes, with me, reading it with them. You'll enjoy it, and the price is fabulous. Steven Universe. Now, this is neat, because it's not a compendium or a collection of the comic books within Steven Universe. This is a brand new graphic novel. It's all original. Holla. Is it? Hang on. Let me get back in here. Because there was one new one. No, that actually came out last week, didn't it? Yes, it did. I believe this is a collection. I think it is. It's Camp Pining Play. Blah, blah, blah. And I think it's, you know what, I'm not sure if it's collected or not. So I'll go back on the limb and say, you know what, even if this is collected, it's great. But the art looks different than in the month-to-month comic book. Then I don't know. Come with me, explore this from Steven Universe, Camp Pining Play. Who is going to like this comic book or this graphic novel? I will say middle school kids and up, just because it's going to be a little bit more, a little esoteric and kind of ethereal. Think Adventure Time, but without the overall goofiness. It's still goofy, but not as goofy as Adventure Time. We like it. And original graphic novel, yeah, there we are. Just read the title, Trey, and it's in there. It's an original graphic novel. Where's my black Men in Black beam to make you all forget this past 3 minutes? You'll like it. William the Last, another one you will like. Do you have Middle Earth kids, but you kind of search for something that's okay for Middle Earth kids? Fable fantasy stuff that's not too hard, but still enough of an edge, enough action and to make kids who are in elementary school stand up and take attention and go, this is awesome. This could be it. William the Last. This was a miniseries of comic books that we really liked. It only had 4 issues. So this is going to be a relatively short graphic novel, and the price point reflects it. Buy it online for only $9.20. Buy it retail for $13. Plot to this, a young boy grows up with his grandfather on a deserted island. Once his grandfather dies, yeah, see, so it's not really kind of young, because there are deathy elements, but they handle them really well. I remember when we got the first issue, our 9-year-old didn't dig it too much. He liked the second one a lot better, because then it got to the action, and it got to the point, the crux of the quest, as it were. And in this one, William finds a place where people are hiding, a tyrant rules, and his own name, William, has been forbidden from being spoken. It's fun stuff. It really is. Think, what was that? Oh, The Kid Who Would Be King. Did you see that film? Great film. My wife loved it. I loved it. Every kid we saw the film with loved it. That's coming out on video soon. Think that. And that audience is going to like this. William the Last. It's a graphic novel and it's out this week. And this is Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.